Today, the presidential candidates marked the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. King was in Memphis on April 4, 1968, when he stepped onto a motel balcony and into the sight of a sniper's rifle. He had visited the city to support striking sanitation workers. Today, Democratic candidate Barack Obama spoke about King's trip to Memphis and larger concerns about poverty in America.
Dr. King understood that the struggle for economic justice and the struggle for racial justice were really one, that each was a part of a larger struggle for freedom, for dignity, and for humanity.
It's Barack Obama speaking today in Fort Wayne, Indiana. His opponent, Hillary Clinton, was in Memphis today, and she, too, spoke about poverty.
I believe we should appoint a cabinet-level position that will be solely and fully devoted to ending poverty as we know it in America. That will focus the attention of our nation on this issue and never let it go. A person whom I would see being asked by the president every single day, "What have you done to end poverty in America?"
It was Hillary Clinton. John McCain was also in Memphis today. He spoke to the group that King led, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and McCain struck a note of personal repentance.
We can be slow as well to give greatness its due. A mistake I myself made long ago. When I voted against a federal holiday in memory of Dr. King. I was wrong.
We all make mistakes.
I was wrong and eventually realized that in time to give full support for a state holiday in my home state of Arizona.
Senator McCain was speaking 40 years after the assassination of Martin Luther King, Jr.